wristwatch, she saw that she hadn't lost track of time. He was just very early for their appointment, and as a result, she wasn't going to make a very good first impression. Being hot, sweaty, and dirty was no way to meet a client, and she needed this commission badly. Forcing a smile, she moved down the sidewalk to greet him, nervously trying to remember if she had left the house and studio reasonably neat when she decided to do an hour's worth of yard work. She had planned to tidy up before he arrived. She might look like the devil, but she didn't want to appear intimidated. Self-confident friendliness was the only way to combat the disadvantage of having been caught looking her worst. He was still several yards away from her when she greeted him. "Hello," she said with a bright smile. "Obviously we got our signal switched. I thought you weren't coming until later." "I decided this diabolical game of yours had gone on long enough." Marnie's sneakers skidded on the old concrete walk as she came to an abrupt halt. She tilted her head in stunned surprise. "I'm sorry, Who the hell are you, lady?"
"Miss Hibbs, who do you think?"
"Never heard of you. Just what the devil are you up to?